There was a older woman in the old age home of one of my relatives. It was an older woman in the old age home of my aunt. That she came in at age, you know, her 90 something or another. And a few weeks later, she was out. She got married, Baruch Hashem, for the fourth time, at age 90 something or another. Now, a few days before the chasanum, and she never found out that she has to do a hefsek tyra and count zaynikim for dam chinuch. The shaila is, what do you do in such a case? What made it even more difficult is the fact that her fiancé got high blood pressure in the middle of the last week and went to the hospital. And they weren't sure whether or not the chasanah was going to be on time. The shaila is, Baruch Hashem, he was let out of the hospital on time. And it's 2 days to the chasanah. And they didn't do zaynikim. But what should they do? So there's kama kama nekudas here that have to be ironed out. The Halach is, Rava says, being beferish on my Rava, being gedoyi lebein katano need zaynikim for dam chinu. That means lechora, even though this lady is a zakeno and she hasn't seen zam in 37 years, nevertheless, we still have to be cheshish, because even if she's misulekat zam, she has to be cheshish. As he's after pesachuvim mefurish, that a woman has to be cheshish, even if she's misulekat zam. Not only that, as a pesachuvah, ma'aseh shohayah, that a noyes lives with somebody, and she became embarrassed from him, and they convinced him to marry her, and she was 7 months pregnant, and they said she had to do zaynikim for dam chinu, even though she already had the tashmish tree with this guy, and she already is misulek is dam for 5 months, 4 months. Nevertheless, she's misulek is plus this, she's plus because of dam chinu. So the fact that she hasn't seen dam for 37 years, the third is not a problem. She's supposed to be cheshish. However, Mitzad Sheni it says that Meikar Aden, even though the Marshal brought down the Shach and the Taz, is that the Minig Bizmanenu is that everybody does the Hefsek Tyra on Zaynikim. Meikar Aden, you do not have to do Hefsek Tyra. With Mechaber Paskins, you don't have to do Hefsek Tyra. And there must not Chaylik. Chaber says one Bidika during Zaynikim is enough. And there must is Lechatchil to be Boydik every day. With the Evan, we're not going to be more machmir than a regular lady. As long as you did one bedika, you're going to be okay. Shach seems to say we're machmir for two bedikas. Some say no. The shach is only there about it. Not machmir. L'chera would come out the shatat chak bedieved. We have no other choice than, even though she didn't do hefsek tyra, and even though she's at the end of the zayin days, she could do a bedika right now, right before the chasana. And she has one bedikah. She knew when she's getting married. She knew that dam chinu was already from more than a week beforehand. As long as she did one bedikah, she's okay. The only shaila is, I'll count the last 7 days, my 7 days of zaynikim. The shaila is, in this case, was there a hesek hadas? When he got high blood pressure and he went into the hospital, the chora, she thought that the chasen was going to be pushed off. It was going to be hesek hadas. So we saw. What's considered hesek hadas? So the Bach says that if they push off the chasana, the Levush says if they push off the chasana, even if they decide in the same setting that they're going to get remarried, they go in for the hospital right away and she's together with him, and the doctors say, we're going to let him out, he's okay. Still, you have to count another hesek hadas. Says the Taz, says the Shach, no. We're not cautious for that. The Taz says, Dafka, if you have tart. First of all, they both give up, and it's pushed off indefinitely. If they don't both give up, then it's not a problem. Or if they switch the chasen, for sure you need a new. That wasn't the case here. The shaila is, what happens in the case where the matzah's been yamin soon? Comes the day of the chasen, and the guy doesn't show up. Says the Taz, the guy didn't show up. Then she thinks it's off. That's the hesek hadas. Says the Shach, no. Master, she for sure understood it. He didn't tell her anything up until then. She thought that Aynas must have happened, therefore she doesn't have to be Cheshish. What's the case in this case? In this case, she was made, she didn't even know not to be Mizrach Das, because she didn't even know she had to count Zaynikim. Maybe that, what you say, she didn't know that the Chasana was going to be pushed off. She hoped that he's going to be out before the Chasana. But there was never a time that the Chasana was pushed off. There's never a time that he said no or she said no. So she's hoping that it's still going to happen. But the Maestri, she was never doing B'dikas. But if you hold it, it's not considered Hesek HaDas. In the Chora, you could say also over here, it's not considered Hesek HaDas. Or no, she never knew not to be Mesiach Das B'chlal. She never really knew in the first place not to be Mesiach Das. And therefore it is going to be a problem. L'chur you can be mitzadeh that it's not considered Hetzach HaDas. According to Levush, L'chur it's Zichur Hetzach HaDas. As soon as she doesn't know that the chasen is going to happen, L'chur for sure is going to be Hetzach HaDas. In that case, what are you supposed to do? They get married. L'chur the halacha is if you get married before the time, then it's like Pirsa Nidah, that you have to wait with the shamer. And if you have to wait with the shamer, then the chera, until she counts Zainakim, she's going to have to wait with two shamerim at night, one shamer during the day, the way that we paskin at the end of the day. But maybe, the Katayna, in this whole case, that if she's 92 and he's 94, maybe there's no Dam Chimed in the first place. Depending on, maybe, telling the Machlek is between the Taz and the Chavad Das. What's the reason of Bichesh Vadam Chimed? Is it out of the beer? Is it out of the Zun? So they ask from Rus. How come by Rus and Tomar, you don't have to be Bichesh Vadam Chimed? Says the Taz, you don't have to be Bichesh because, either one reason is because before that's a common, simple way, huh? Or, the reason is because it was Imei Vimito. Anytime that it's Imei Vimito, then there's no Chashash Vadam Chimed. The chash is out to the bia. You're anticipating the bia, but if you can't have the bia right now, then there's no dam chimed. You're not anticipating anything, so you don't have it. So the chavas das kalim is, what are you talking about? That's not the chash. The chash is the nisuin. The chash is the nisuin, and therefore, by Ruth and Baya, there was no nisuin, so therefore there was no chash. But there's no difference between a long time and a short time. Now it's not exactly clear what he means, but if you take it as face value, he says after the nisuin, you don't have dubedikas anymore, even if you were involved. If dubedikas. After your Zainakim, until the Chasana, after the Chasana, you don't have to do B'dikas. Why? Because your head isn't doing it anymore. There's no Chashash from Chimud anymore. But if you learn that it means the Chimud of the Nesum without the Biyah, so according to him, even if you're 92 years old, Matnash says. But according to the Taz, that understands that it's the Chimud of the Biyah, in this case, if he's not of the age that he's 94 years old, and there's not going to be a Taz that he's going to be able to be boiler, so the Chur in this case, Machlal, Ken Zain, that shaykh the whole parsha of Dam Chimud Yesh La'ayin, whether or not we're going to have to be Chashash from Hatzach HaDas. Thank you.